This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I'm broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That starts with our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our bulk mail haulers delivering the mail, Christmas gifts, and all that stuff to the post office so you can get it delivered to your post office mailbox. And don't forget the suicide jockeys hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse folks listening at the warehouse. Thanks very much, as well as our drivers, too. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. Just posted a new podcast over there, so it's over there up and ready for people to see. Now, here's what you also need to know. We have a website, and that website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, find all the different things that we're doing. We put our events calendar over there, what we're doing, where we're doing it, and we're out and about and in the community, and boy, are we going to be busy the next few weeks. But anyway, I digress. Joining us right now, we have the man, the myth, the legend, and he might be in a frozen tundra tonight by the looks of the weather here. It's none other than Roll Edwards. There you go. You can say something. We'll let you.
Yeah, and it's 157 degrees right now.
Well, you're lucky because it won't be for long. You ought to see what's coming. I mean, I just took a look at it here. I can't believe it myself, but the weather is going to go downhill in a real quick over the weekend. All that stuff that was out west is coming your way, and especially along the northern quadrant of the country. You're getting rocked up there in the Upper Peninsula right now.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get too much right.
Okay, but you might get some cooler temperatures by the looks of what's coming. So anyway, let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country has been founded, and we know it, we hope you know it, on Judeo-Christian values. And it's about time that we get a little bit more emphasis into that, but I still haven't figured out how to do it, Ron. I mean, I'm left hanging here because a whole bunch of people are going, yeah, right, sure, uh-huh, okay. It is what it is.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
Yep.
All right, well, let's start out with the Joe Biden train, the Joe Biden train. I like that. I got to get a train whistle now. The Joe Biden train. He is, according to his staffers, considering reviving the Trump-era border and immigration policies. The question is, will he do it?
No. And this is just political talk. And especially when I look at all of the things that he says or they say that he is considering, I don't see in the details about building the wall, which is the number one deterrent to illegal
border crossing. Did you hear what future incoming Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy had to say about Biden and the budget, what he needed to include in that? And if he didn't, he wasn't going to get a budget from the Republicans. Did you hear what he said?
Yeah, I think I read that he something to the effect that he needs to include border funding.
Border funding, border security, yeah. And the wall.
Yeah, we'll see. That's the thing, Captain. They talk this stuff, and I don't trust Kevin McCarthy any further than I could throw him.
Trust him more than I do Nancy Pelosi.
Well, I trust him to say better things than Nancy Pelosi or some of the others.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt until he proves differently. That's what I'm going to do. I think we've got to give this guy a chance,
well,
and the Republicans too. Yep.
Well, he's proven in several cases that he's willing to undermine conservative Republicans and things of that nature. So that alone leaves me, you know, reason to caution when it comes to that.
Well, with some of the things that he's done, he's had just cause, because I've checked it and when I've done the research, he's been right, unfortunately, for the people on the other side, but he's been right. Okay, here we go. Protests in China against the world's toughest COVID-19 is now starting to die down. All the stuff they've had going over there. Our U.S. Deputy Secretary of State, Wendy Sherman, said, I think we've seen the worst of the protests. Well, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, anger over the curbs had refueled dozens of protests in more than 20 cities in recent days, and a show of civil disobedience unprecedented, in China since President Xi Jinping took power back in 2012. While easing some measures appears to be an attempt to appease the public, Chinese authorities have also begun to seek out those who have been in the protests. So, okay, they're easing protests, easing conditions, so they say, but they're still going after people, so.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. We'll be right back after you hear an Edwards Notebook and us. I'll be back.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
We, the people of the United States of America, fully understand the Biden administration, all Democrats and rhinos, want destructive open borders. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Dear Democrats, globalist rhinos, and your legions of illegal border crossers, together you continue to wreak havoc throughout our republic. Most of you illegal border crossers have ventured here by the permission of the Biden administration and others to help them to literally destroy this exceptional nation. We the people realize that you illegal border crossers are part of a means to an evil end, perpetuated against we Americans who simply want to live free in a land where problems are solved with real solutions, where farmers can grow good and healthy food and real clean energy such as natural gas, nuclear power, clean crude oil, etc., can be utilized to take care of our energy needs and be energy independent. Also, we know that Biden and most career politicians seek to bring you illegals here to help eradicate our Judeo-Christian and constitutionally limited heritage. In closing, we the people know that if God be for us, you and your wicked Democrat rhino friends will toil for naught and succumb in utter peril. I'm Ron Edwards. Join me weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern, on theronedwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Unless you want to drink coffee, and then you can find out about Constitutional Grounds. Now, I've got Constitutional Grounds in my cup here, my Jervis tumbler. I use it for iced coffee, and boy, I'm telling you, it's good. And to me, nothing is worse than coffee. It's got a bunch of acidic acid in it because it just gets your stomach churning. And this coffee is smooth as glass.
Mauna Kea, I think is the term that they use for smooth as butter. But this is coffee we're talking about. Now, it's got the delicious taste that many are raving about. How about asking the Godfather, George? He'll tell you how good it is. And by the way, because you want the best constitutional grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. And all you got to do to order it is go to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display on the RonEdwards.com website. That's the RonEdwards.com, that website. Make your purchase over there, and you'll find out what I found out, because that means that Constitutional Grounds is
the coffee you want in your cup.
There's that masked man that rode through in that horse again, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, you want to find a guy with a horse, you got to listen for that one. And let me just give you a little taste here, a little sound of this, because this is... Oh, yeah. Oh! I just can't believe, you know, I love coffee, okay? And I love drinking the iced coffee. That's the type I like. And that Constitutional Grounds just is absolutely outstanding. How about this one? Outstanding in the cup.
There you go. I love it. Absolutely.
All right. Let's go back to Georgia. Georgia Secretary of State is asking the county election directors to conduct an audit of the Walker Warnock race immediately after it's done.
And they need to. Brad Raffensperger, who won re-election for Secretary of State in November's midterm elections, said that the audit, however, is optional. And he says that, you know, he believes that an audit will bring additional public confidence to the outcome of the election.
Sure.
And hopes that all the counties in Georgia will choose to participate in the audit. And I think they do need to conduct an audit. I would like all the elections across the country to be conducted in such a manner. We need audits all over the place, Captain.
We could use audits, but not this 60 days of voting or whatever the hell they do.
No. See, we need to go back to voting, voter day, because why is it without computers? In the past, they used to, figure out the elections in one night. And why is that even currently, certain states like Ohio and Florida can get theirs counted in one night, large population states, right?
Yep.
But Arizona couldn't. So, yeah, there needs to be a massive audit participation around the country, not just in Georgia.
Well, it's my understanding that Arizona was doing a lot of stuff by hand, verifying signatures by hand, whereas...
Yeah, but they're being slick. Yep. Come on, Captain.
Yeah, but we have a computer here that does that. You stick the ballot in there and it checks the signature.
But do you remember in the past, maybe it was before I was born, I don't know, but in the past they used to be able to...
Boy, that was a long time ago.
They used to be able to figure out elections in one night.
Yep.
Okay, so we need to be able to do it again.
You're right.
That's all I'm saying.
I agree. I totally agree. By the way, have you heard the latest about the Space Force? We're really excited about this.
Yeah, the rocket is taking its last turn around the moon and coming back.
Well, the Space Force has opened a brand new regional headquarters in Tampa at CENTCOM to support the military.
I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did read about that too.
Yep.
But what happened with the rocket? What is that? I forget the name of the rocket.
I know what you're talking about. I forgot the name too.
Orion. Right. Oh, is it Orion?
I think it is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's made that turn and it's coming back. So we may be heading back actually to the moon in the not too distant future.
When they say to the moon, they'll mean it.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you leave them.
Oh, hey, next year.
Okay.
And I won't be back.
You can live on the moon and broadcast in there. We'll hear you. Okay. Two-thirds support for the border wall and E-Verify has now been verified by, get this, a poll. All kinds of people, whether they're Republican, Democrat, Harry Kushner, whatever they are, have come out and said, hey, man, we need the border wall. We need E-Verify. It'll stop the nonsense. And I believe they're right.
Well, 67% of voters endorsed the wall, and 69% support the E-Verify national system. And that should wake politicians up. You know, a majority of Americans do want our border protected. And the best avenue of protection, number one, is a wall. You need a physical barrier that goes deep to, you know, so they can deal with tunnels as well. And you need air E-Verify systems as well.
Mm-hmm.
Simple stuff can easily be done, but we have to get rid of politicians who would rather undermine our country with illegal border crossers,
yep,
which have been coming in record numbers. And I don't know, Captain, if we now have so many in this country that we have irreparable damage already.
Yeah, we do. Over 2 million this year.
Yeah. So, and we need to also, reduce legal immigration as well.
Yes, you're right. We just need to stop everything for about 90 days until we get the new Congress in and get some new legislation. Now,
Now
everybody's girlfriend, Hillary Clinton, who just won't give up, folks, she won't give up. She says overturning Roe v. Wade put the United States in the company of Sudan and Afghanistan. Well, geez, she ought to know.
You know, I just think that we're all crazy, or she's actually crazy.
I think it's her.
Has anyone ever been to Afghanistan or Sudan, or just at least taken the time to realize what type of a society they have over there? And to compare our country to that, because they simply turn Roe v. Wade back to the states and for the people to decide. They can get rid of it anyway.
Right. Right.
But to compare that with Sudan and Afghanistan is an insult to common sense as well as the American people.
Now, you don't use TikTok, do you?
No, I don't. And
good.
We'll never do it.
And
no,
nobody ever should either. They should get rid of that. That is a spy on the American people, and everything you do as a user. National security concerns, obviously, about that. But there's a heightened threat environment right now ahead of the holidays, as the Department of Homeland Security is advising that, because they took the air marshals off about 90% of the flights, and they told everybody they did it. Hello, terrorists. Here we are.
I know. They keep making us vulnerable in this country with these weird, stupid, asinine decisions. And these politicians, they don't care about us. We've come to that conclusion many years ago, but
right,
it's just getting worse and worse. They continue to face heightened threat environments. And here's the other thing. I think they're trying to cover their butts when it comes to illegal border crossing, because there's going to be a lot of heightened violent activity due to the illegal border crossers coming over here doing...
Where's Dianne Feinstein going to get her house cleaners from? Oh, that's right, China. All right, my friend, we will talk to you again on Tuesday, if not before. Have yourself a great weekend, and stay low up there.
Take care.
All right, Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook, and he's on every Wednesday and every Saturday, and you hear the Edwards Notebook play during the show several different times during the week. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere, no how. Lots more in store.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Twitter owner Elon Musk released a series of internal documents on Friday suggesting that the Biden campaign and Democratic National Committee were able to manipulate speech on the platform through tools that Twitter made available. The manipulation included the censorship of the Hunter Biden laptop story first reported by the New York Post. A new poll suggests most Americans don't have high hopes for the new Congress. A Pew Research Center survey shows 65% of adults believe President Biden and Republican leaders in Congress will be unsuccessful in getting their agendas enacted over the next 2 years. Just about a third believe they'll be successful. In financial news, at the closing bell, the Dow gained 35 points to close the week at 34,429. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroesMile.com and tell them the captain.
Matt, tell them the captain sent you, and here's why. If you have got a problem, doesn't have to be PTSD, doesn't have to be TBI, doesn't have to be drinking, doesn't have to be drugs, any of that. Let's say you just got a problem maybe getting along with your marriage, getting along with your partner, your life partner. How about money? Everybody's got money problems, right? How about you just need somebody to talk to that knows what you're going through? How about another veteran? How about veterans talking to veterans? How about that one? Now, so many times when you go to different, and I won't mention any names because I don't need to, so many times when you go to different government agencies, you are not talking to a veteran. Here you are, a veteran, talking to them about your problems, talking to a civilian who all they've learned is what's in a book. They haven't walked a mile in your shoes. Well, these folks at Heroes Mile have, folks. And I'll tell you something else. If you're a first responder and you're having the same kind of problems, you may get a veteran to begin with that you're talking to, but you'll wind up with a first responder. that understands what the problems you're having. Again, financial problems, we all have them. Everybody, at some time point in their life. These are not good times right now. Now, are we in the middle of a recession? No, but we're so close to it, you can taste it. Could we go into that or worse? Yes, we could. Are you prepared for what happens? Probably not, but there are certain things you can do to try to help yourself. And the only way you're going to know is by going to the website, heroesmile.com. I'm going to spell the word hero so you get it right. H-E-R-O-E-S, heroesmile.com, heroesmile.com. Go over there, check it out, find out everything they're up to. And if you want to call them on the phone, it's 888-VET-NOW-2. That number again, 888-VET, V-E-T, now, N-O-W, the number 2. So 888-VET-NOW-2 gets you in, or heroesmile.com, the website. You find out what's going on. Give them a call. I'm sure they'll be able to help you. They're good people doing great things for their brother and sister veterans and first responders. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I want to run it out this way. You ready?
Sure.
The country got a big surprise yesterday because the jobs report was hotter than expected. There is still no sign of inflation backing off, but we still don't have a problem with recession coming in.
Well, yes, the jobs report is good in the general sense, but Captain, I think we're going to see a lot of problems, and I hate to be the bearer of those kinds of tidings, but I think as we get through the holiday season and Christmas time, people are going to find themselves strapped for money. By some accounts, people are dipping back into their credit cards, which in some cases they might have tried to pay down a little bit during the pandemic, but now they're back trying to match the spending that they would have under, quote, normal conditions. So there's going to be a piper to be paid at some point on this.
Now, I'm not sure where this puts the Republicans. I'm going to try to look it up quickly, and you might try it too on your end, how many seats we have currently in the House of Representatives, because yesterday a California congressman was declared the winner in his race, a Republican, John Duarte. You familiar with him?
Name's familiar. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he was one of the last
race. Well, it was the last race, except for this one that we got to have for the person that died in office. It was the last race, and he did win his race, was certified, and the winners conceded and all that sort of stuff. So that gives him another seat. Now, I'm not sure if that makes it a 221 or 222. That's what I'm trying to find out right now. I'm looking as I'm talking. But it is what it is. Maybe you can find it before I do.
I'm looking. I'm seeing 221 to 220 to 213 at this point.
I think it's now 222. 221 to 213 is 434. We need 435. So I believe it's now 222.
Right? Yeah. Exactly, yes.
And that would be the 435. So there
you go. Well, yeah, Duarte's, I don't mean to interrupt, but yeah, Duarte's in District 13, and I think that's the one we're talking about.
Yep.
If that was called for the Republican, then that should make it 222. Exactly.
It was. Yeah. It was. Yep, it was. Now, the bloodbath at CNN is continuing. They've gotten rid of some of their hosts. HLN is being gutted into layoffs. They're going to go pretty much to reports coming from CNN, where they'll slide them over there. Instead of having live people sitting there doing their reporting, it'll be all handled by the CNN folks on the regular network side. So you can see what they're doing there. Definitely this is creating a big mix, if you will, in everything that's taking place, right?
Well, exactly. And, of course, HLN used to stand for Headline News, and that morphed over time. But I remember when Headline News came out, it was an amazing concept. You could get a 30-minute newscast, essentially, all throughout the day, and you could be informed almost any time you wanted to be. So it'd be interesting to see if they even try to revisit that. But those on-air personalities, Captain, that cost a lot of money and everything, yeah, they got pushed to the curb because CNN is trying to cut back and save money. And who knows? HLN may go the way of the dodo here before too long.
Could be. Could very well be. But we'll have to wait and find out about that one, I do believe. All right, yeah. Now, moving along, the Judicial Watch folks, and God bless them for the work they do, they have found out that the Secret Service has found Hunter Biden's gun probe documents that they denied having in the first place, remember?
Right.
And I think what's going on here is that, again, they hid certain facts about Hunter Biden so he could get a gun permit, because based on his arrest record, he never should have gotten one.
No kidding. That's what the system is designed to do. It's supposed to stop those kinds of things from happening. But it looks like, once again, privilege has its
Daddy-O helped
privileges.
Him slip it through. That's what happened.
Well, sure. And the burning question is, should Hunter Biden have a firearm?
Are you kidding me? Hell no.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, I know he's got security, so I'm sure he's well protected, and that's good. But, yeah, this guy seems to be makes some pretty bad decisions, let's just say that.
Now, GOP lawmakers have pledged to vote against the spending bill unless Biden takes action to secure the border, which includes not only going back to build the wall, but also to get the right amount of Border Patrol agents in place, not U.S. Marshals, not the Girl Scouts or the Boy Scouts or whoever the hell is he sending down there, but to hire more Border Patrol agents. And, oh, by the way, those 87,000 IRS folks?
Yeah.
They're all going to wind up on the border in CBP uniforms when the Republicans take control. That's what we've heard.
Well, and that might be a better job, I think, to a great degree. But, you know, Captain, trying to get the Democrats and the Republicans to do reasonable things together, that's going to be key. And, of course, the Biden administration, they have their own designs for the border. They have their own reasons why they want it to be in total chaos. But now, hopefully now, they're going to have to be either held to account, have their feet held to the fire to actually do something substantial.
Yeah, and by the way, Barack Obama's pushing real hard, and Georgia's been there a couple times recently for Warnock and all that. And you folks up there, don't get hoodwinked. Don't get hoodwinked by these people, because, again, I'll throw this question out there. I did it before, and I'll do it again. What has Senator Warnock done for you lately?
Zilch. Nothing.
Cost you more money.
Well, that's right. What has he caused? That's a good question. But, you know, when you got people like Barack Obama coming out and all that, there's a lot of explaining going on. And I think when you're explaining. Lots of explaining. Because
No. You missed it. Lots of explaining.
Explaining, that's right.
Yep.
Well, but if you've got to sit there and try to teach it to everybody, there must be something wrong with your message. The conservative message sells itself.
Of course it does. And by the way, if you want honest people, stay the hell away from a Democrat. They wouldn't know what the truth was if it jumped up and bit him in the you-know-what. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. And I'm serious when I say that. I'll be right back.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time. It's source material for the early show.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
part of the song right there.
What do you think, Kyle?
I love it. I love it. It's, yeah, let it ride.
Now, we had a Bachman Turner Overdrive night tonight because I found a couple of classics that I did not have in my collection. Imagine that. And now I do. So you'll hear them again here on the Captain's America Third Watch. But I'm telling you, another one of these groups, Bachman Turner Overdrive, just hit after hit after hit after hit after hit, especially in the 80s. Unbelievable. What a group.
Absolutely, that's right. And, you know, Captain, we get a lot of response on these songs, and people call in and then they start to request them again, and so we want to hear from you. Let us know what you like.
Right, and I'll tell you what, with everything that's going on, we certainly have to pay attention to what's here right in front of our noses. Now, I don't know if you've heard this, but, you know, everybody was worried about COVID last year, right?
Right.
Well, now they're worried about the flu because the flu season has worsened in 44 states. High activity in those 44 states. So who knows what's going on?
Well, of course, and it is seasonal, and of course we are starting to get back to normal. So people are interacting more and more, and so I'm sure we'll see more cases.
Yep, yep, and yep. Now. Here's one for you. The InfoWars host, Alex Jones, who's gotten himself in all kinds of trouble because of Sandy Hook, right?
Yeah, very much so.
Over $1.5 billion in lawsuits against him. And I'm not sure how this works with bankruptcy, but I don't think when somebody takes a lawsuit out against you and they win it, I don't think that you can just walk away from that. I'm not sure. But anyway, he's filing for personal bankruptcy as he now owes that $1.5 billion.
Very much. And obviously, I'm sure this is on advice of his attorneys and this kind of thing. They're going to do everything they can to try to forestall the inevitable, I think.
Yeah, exactly. And it is what it is because, again, You can't just sit there and make things up.
Well, this is going to be a real cautionary tale, Captain, for any broadcaster or public figure who wants to sensationalize something or come up and try to get some angle or create some sort of hysteria about something. You've got to stick with the facts, and I can't imagine, and I know you can't imagine, and our listeners can't imagine what those parents went through at Sandy Hook, and our heart just breaks.
Exactly, and I don't feel sorry for the gentleman. It's a problem that's going. He's going to have to live with, and it's his conscience, not ours. By the way, the GOP has a lot riding on the Georgia Senate race. All hands are on deck right now for the final push for the vote this Tuesday. We know that what's going on is going on.
That's right, and if you can vote early and make sure that your vote is in, it gets counted, and it's time to show up now. Don't just wait until Tuesday on December the 6th to do that, because things are changing, and you've got to change your tactics. And they're good. There's a good change for tactics.
Exactly. Exactly. Moving along, Florida, you ready for this? Florida may allow Disney to return to a self-governing status. Now, I don't know where that's coming from, and I don't know what kind of promises have been made by the new CEO, who was the old CEO. So, who knows?
Well, I think part of it is the fact that they're bringing back Iger. Disney is drowning in a sea of woke. They are drowning in a sea of not pleasing the customer in terms of the entertainment, especially the movie Strange World is a huge flop. It would cost millions, $180 million to make, and it's not even going to come close to making any kind of profit, let alone breaking even. And so I think the idea of bringing back Iger, they might think that there's a better chance that they would be back to some sort of self-governing status, because the genesis of the whole thing was the fact that the previous CEO, right, made those comments about education, and that's what sparked this whole thing.
Right. Okay, so tell us how we can hear your show, Mr. Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And how about Pilot and Flying J and all that good stuff in the Truckers Highway and Byway Report?
Well, the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report every morning here on the Captain's America. Find out more about them at PilotFlyingJ.com.
All righty, so we will talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend and stay out of the snowbanks.
Thank you, Captain. Take care.
All righty. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him. And now we're going to shift gears and go over here to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Believe it or not, nothing at all on my regular source about that item. Nothing. Not one word. Nothing.
Wow.
So go figure. Now, I do want to talk about this. We have got, in Georgia, the upcoming race. I believe the vote is on Tuesday. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the Georgia Secretary of State has asked all the county election directors to conduct an audit as soon as possible. It's not mandatory. It's only being suggested as soon as possible after the election itself is over and votes are counted, I guess.
Yeah.
So I don't remember them doing that before, ever. Do you?
I don't remember it, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Okay, because I've been trying to figure out if this is something that is just because of this race and because of what happened before, or what the deal is, and it kind of looks like it's just because of the race and the previous history.
This race is really not about so much Walker and Warnock.
Nope.
As it is about the power in Washington.
Yep.
And committee assignments and those kinds of things. So, interestingly enough, they absolutely did not want Biden in any part of this. He went to Massachusetts, of all places, and went to some kind of phone bank there. But they sent Barack Obama again. And what he had to say was really... He didn't have anything good to say really about Biden either, but it was more radical than I can even guess that he would have done what Obama had to say. So, you know, he was in his element and having a good time and yucking it up and, you know, twisting truths, and it was disgusting.
Mm. By the way, just coming across the wire here late last night, Representative Elise Stefanik from New York says that some postal office employees stole $20,000 in campaign checks and are actively pursuing whoever that might happen to be. Wouldn't want to be in their shoes. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we're going to keep it that way as we go to break, and then we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.